One beer in, you're feeling cozy. Two beers in, you're getting nosy. Three beers in, you're getting your posy. One more word, wheezy.
Way, hey, the vomit rises.
We're getting this in the morning.
One beer in, and you're feeling peachy. Two beers in, and you're getting preachy. Three beers in, and you're drunk and nichey. One more, and we're tipsy.
Way, hey, the vomit rises.
Regret this in the morning.
And welcome to Four Beers In. I am Brendan.
I'm Jess.
I'm Matt.
Dammy.
And special guest, Denver.
Hello.
Denver. The whole city.
I'm fascinated by somebody named after the city he lives in.
Although that's
maybe
not where he came from.
Maybe he was named after the omelet.
That's true. California.
So. Named after what?
John Denver?
Okay, so this is a ridiculous story, but I have been there. I was born in Placerville, California, about half hour out of Tahoe.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's an area called Apple Hill. So there's a bunch of apple farms up there. And there's one apple farm called Denver Dan's Apple Farm. His name is Dan. His name is not Denver, but it was Denver Dan because he was from Denver. I don't know. My parents thought that my dad's name is Daniel. My middle name was always going to be Daniel. Both my older brothers, their middle name is Daniel.
Uh-huh.
So they went Denver Dan. Perfect.
And he just didn't want a junior, right? He didn't want a Dan Jr., dad?
No, I don't think so. I mean, my two older brothers are named Brian and Brandon. They have normal names.
Oh, he was going through an alliteration there for a while.
Me.
What's your dad's name?
Normal name.
Your dad's name is Dan.
I like Denver because when Brendan says Denver, I'm like, I know exactly who he's talking about. There's
that one.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, I know Denver.
We were at the Rockies game a couple days ago with my cousin who was visiting from northern San Diego or San Francisco, and I kept hearing my name because
his name was
were
Littleton.
Talking about what's going on downtown, and it's just always I turn my head and I'm like, nope, they're not talking about me.
were you destined to move here or what?
Maybe.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. I ended up moving here when I was 17, right before my senior year of high school. So I graduated.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh, awesome.
So did you go to Centaurus for your... Oh, okay.
Were you dragged here by parents then at 17?
Yeah, my dad's a builder, so the market fell apart, and there was nothing happening in San Luis Obispo, where we were living at the time, so...
I knew someone
here
from there.
I love San Luis Obispo.
Been great ever since.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, it's great.
Congratulations,
great
and
I mean,
happy
at least
to
you weren't
you.
Named after the Gilligan actor.
Bob Denver?
Yep.
What's wrong with Bob Denver?
He's one of the very few other Denvers, yes.
Yes, John Denver, Bob Denver, both dead.
Yep.
Gilligan. At least you were named Gilligan.
Right. Oh,
that.
God, dude. I would
have
pit
a little buddy a few times.
He's like, I go by Gil. Don't call me anything else. It's just Gil.
So your dad's got a sense of humor. I like that. But I appreciate that because by the third child, and I was the third child as well, also an accident.
Yes.
The naming gets a little sloppy then. They get a little lazy.
Whatever. This sounds good.
My mom named me Matthew because, I don't know, I think I like that name or something.
My
middle
brother
exactly
was supposed
what
to be
she
named
told me.
Really? Like
Matthew,
I don't.
But they decided against it because she didn't want to be called Matt because it's like a rug.
But it's weird nowadays. I noticed this in high school. Some Matts were named at Matt with M A T. I'm M A T T. And why would you want to be?
Sure.
Why would you want to be M A T? H-E-W or M-A-T, because that is literally a rug on the floor.
Right.
What do you call a no arm, no leg man laying on the floor?
Matt. Doesn't matter what you call him.
Matthew's one of my favorite names.
I float in the ocean with no arms and no legs.
Bob.
Yeah. We're all like, Bob.
What do you call a man with no arms, no legs in your mailbox?
Bill?
Yep.
Oh.
Honestly, you could have arms and legs.
He was quick on that one because I didn't. It took me a
minute. I did too. I was like, wait,
no,
that's a new one for me.
No arms, no legs hanging on your wall?
Frame.
Art.
Art.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever have a nickname like Denny or something? Or was it always Denver?
I was always the only Denver, so I never
is that like a Denver omelet?
Denver omelet is. It's got ham, so I don't
yeah,
have
yeah,
it.
It's ham, cheese, peppers, and onions. And
that's a Denver omelet.
But we also have the Denver
no,
boot.
No, there's no cheese, I don't
the
think.
The Denver boot is probably is our there? Claim to fame, which is the thing they put on your car if you are illegally parked for too long.
I've seen a Corvette with one of those on it.
Yeah, I got one of those in Boulder, so.
Yeah. I mean, if you go downtown, you'll
see one. So a guy named Denver got the Denver boot in Boulder.
That's the thing I'm most proud of about Denver. Yeah.
This has nothing to do with fairy tales.
Right? Yeah. We're supposed to talk about fairy tales.
Tangent here, but
well, we got a guest. We're trying to make him feel welcome.
Which one did you guys start out with?
We haven't talked about any fairy tales.
Yeah, we haven't talked about any fairy tales. So fairy tales and how dark they are or can be.
Yes. Well, I think
most are, I think.
I mean, when I think of fairy tales, one of my all-time, I think the first thing that comes to mind is Hansel and Gretel.
That was the first one that came to my mind, too.
It was really the most significant as a kid.
I think
it's like
Sleeping Beauty.
It's literally
you're leaving breadcrumbs to follow your trail because you're lost, and then you find some stranger that's, like, trying to eat you.
Witch.
It's it's literally don't talk to strangers.
Yeah.
But those parents literally drag their kids out to the woods twice.
No, not
the first time.
Not parents, just the father.
No, it was the
father was put up to it by the stepmom.
Which,
but twice.
Can we talk about the evil stepmom and how that's a consistent narrative?
You know why?
Why?
Oh, know-it-all Jess doesn't know it all.
Oh,
I'm gonna guess women died younger because of childbirth.
Don't drink.
Women frequently died of childbirth.
Don't know it.
Women frequently died of childbirth back in the olden times.
Just
so
kind of noted.
The man, because the man had an obligation for life to make a living, to work, he would often marry whoever was willing to marry him. And they would often be a bad person. And so the evil stepmother came from the fact that men literally had no choice but whoever chose them. And Hansel and Gretel is a great example of that. The wife is the one who said, "We don't have enough food for four, so maybe you should lure your children out to the woods to die." Twice, he fucking went along with it, too. Mm-hmm. But that's where the evil stepmom comes from. The father needed somebody to take care of the kids because he had to work or he would die.
So
and with him, so would the kids.
And, of course, those not bearing the woman's genetics were least favored over the ones that were bearing her genetics.
And if you were an older woman with no kids, you were probably pretty bitter and not a good person.
And needed a cat?
You weren't exactly Cinderella.
Or you were looking to...
You weren't exactly Cinderella being courted by the prince.
Right.
So.
And even Cinderella has its dark moments.
Cinderella's
too.
Pretty
right,
fucking dark.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're looking at the Brothers Grimm version of Cinderella. But, like, the other thing about the stepmother is probably, you know, no kids in the picture. Guess who gets all the money when dad dies? If there is any.
Sure.
Yeah,
gold diggers are not unique to our century.
Maybe she starts with the kids and, like, you're going to be in the...
You're going to be in the pie.
Next.
Oh, the meat
it's
pie.
It's kid pie.
I'll be
kidney,
eating you as
I mean,
I
kidney
count my
pie.
Money.
Kidney.
You know,
because
there's
pie.
Kidney beans.
But the really weird thing about fairy tales is that they've been cleaned up and G-rated for our generation.
Right.
But they were so much worse back in the 1800s.
Well, they're G-rated, but they still
they're
have
still
the same
horrifying.
Story.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, and I
did
cracked.
Children at the time actually understand that things were dark and this is a way
no.
to.
You might die as a kid in the 1800s. Yes. You could die any day.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
We are living day to day, hand to mouth. And if dad doesn't cut enough wood, you're probably going to starve to death. Hansel and Gretel only had
so they knew
a
that
crust
from
of bread
6 years
each.
Older, however old they actually understood
right.
the stories.
But nowadays, like, I cracked the joke at the end of our last podcast about horrifying my friends with the true ending of The Little Mermaid. You know, because we have this whole notion of, oh, well, in the movie,
a
you know.
Whole new world.
That is Aladdin.
She finds, like, a toothbrush to brush your hair. Oh, I don't know what she
oh,
does,
yeah, a,
like.
Fork.
That's a fork.
A fork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But,
spork.
Like,
spork.
In, yeah. But Eric and Ariel, everything turns out hunky-dory. They defeat the evil queen, la-da-da-da-da. Well, in reality, what happens is the Ursula tells her sisters, like, look, you want Ariel to come back, give her this knife. She has to kill Eric, drip the blood on her feet, and then she can become a mermaid again. And so they bring her the knife. They've all sold off their hair. So Ariel sells her voice. Her sisters sell off their hair, which is long and flowy, to Ursula. They give Ariel this knife and say, look, you got to kill him on your wedding night, and then you drip the blood on your feet and you can become a mermaid again. It'll be fine.
All hair is flowy under the ocean, just saying.
Well, that's true.
Right.
So she throws the knife true. Away because it's, no, I'm not going to kill him for my own benefit, and becomes seafoam.
So she's a piece of shit for not being selfish.
She dives into the ocean. She dies. Eric lives. Her sisters live. And, like, when you tell people who have grown up on Disney's Little Mermaid that, no, she actually commits suicide over killing someone to benefit herself, they're always like, what? No.
But even
I'm
in
like,
the Disney
I got a
version,
book.
Even in the Disney version, which I never saw because I was a little too old for it, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I don't know. Ursula terrified me.
She was only lovable because she couldn't fucking talk, right?
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. A man will only love a woman who doesn't have any opinions.
The other part, like in Hans Christian Andersen.
Right. That's what they're saying, right?
Can she at least moan at the right times?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know, but from the Disney version, the priest was willing to find out.
That's true.
But in the Hans Christian Andersen book, they talk about when her legs split, how much pain she was in when she went from the fins to the legs.
So was the vagina formed then?
I don't know. They don't specify. They focus more on the feet and how walking on land always felt like knives and needles being stabbed into her feet because she wasn't used to it.
It's like walking on coral on the land.
And so they always talk about the pain she was going through in order to try and be a beautiful woman for him and how she dances so lovely and all this kind of stuff. And again,
pain is justified back to the Bible too. It's like women suffer. That's the way that they deserve to suffer is what we've always been told.
Thank you, Eve.
Right. That goes back thousands of years.
You might even say millennia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not different in relatively modern fairy tales.
Well, yeah. and you can even talk about like the three bears in Goldilocks.
Yeah.
She was a fucking trespasser,
right?
Didn't she?
And yet she was the victim.
Yes. But didn't she get eaten in the Grimm's version of it?
I don't know what happened to
I feel like at some point she got eaten. Yeah.
In the non-Grimm's version, she became their friend. But she was
trespassing.
Oh, look,
here's a trespasser and a robber laying in my bed. She's my best friend.
Yeah, exactly. She broke
shit. She was a home invader. Yep. But because she was a cute blonde white chick.
She's a home invader.
That's kind of the opposite of an average bear.
True.
Yeah. Well, and then like even to take it like Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you
that
not?
That was a disguise.
Ooh. Have but you guys still. Watched Once Upon a Time?
No.
The Disney, because they actually made it so that Red was a werewolf, as opposed to being running away. She was actually a werewolf herself, who killed people, and she was the wolf they were hiding from.
In the Shelley Duvall's fairy tale theater that I grew up on, Malcolm Shelley McDowell Duvall. Played the werewolf, or the wolf in. Oh. Little Red Riding Hood, and Malcolm McDowell is the best wolf ever.
Oh, I don't know. Johnny Depp.
No, Johnny Depp's not the best anything ever. He's not even, the, best. He's not even the best Johnny Depp ever.
Okay, but Johnny Depp as the wolf in Into the Woods,
Malcolm
he does a
McDowell's
really
better.
good job of making
Malcolm
him
McDowell,
creepy.
Malcolm McDowell, by virtue of being Malcolm McDowell, is
right.
better.
Malcolm McDowell's the shit.
That might just be I'm not quite sure who you're referencing. So.
Oh,
was she in St. Elmo's Fire?
Dark Presence. Who?
Malcolm
McDowell was the guy who was the main guy in what's that fucked up English?
Oh, Trainspotting.
Orange.
No. Oh.
Oh, Clockwork
Orange.
Clockwork
he was the
yes.
main guy in Clockwork
Orange.
Oh, wow.
Orange. He looks a bit different.
He is fucking awesome, and he plays the wolf like nobody has ever played the wolf.
Dude, he was in Phineas and Ferb. Holy cow.
He's done a lot of shit, and he is awesome in everything. He was also in Class Act with Kid and Play, which was their follow-up to House Party.
Oh, no, didn't see that.
That movie
Speaking
had,
of the
that movie
older
had so
movies.
Many cameos, you wouldn't
really?
Believe it. Those guys were on fire when Class Act came out.
Oh,
Malcolm
man.
McDowell was, I think, one of their teachers.
Oh, I don't know that
So was
one.
Rhea Perlman.
See, and I just instantly thought of Sam Kinison when he was Rodney Dangerfield's teacher in Back to School.
Bomb
oh
those
God,
people back to the Stone
right,
Age.
Right, right.
Yeah,
nah,
nah, nah.
Yeah.
Say it. Say it.
Say it.
All right. Truman was too much of a pussy.
Yes.
To nuke those bastards back to the Stone Age.
Back to fairy
I
tales.
I like you.
Yeah. That was a horrible. That does not hold up to history.
No.
That speech.
Well, I think pretty much any Rodney Dangerfield.
Ironically,
so.
Neither
Sam
do Kinison. The fairy tales.
Sam Kinison would have been fired from that institution.
Oh, he would have been. Yes, he would have been. Yeah, we would have heard it all about the news. Yes.
Yes.
Professor of blah, blah, blah. But,
Professor
yeah.
of history.
I just spat off a handful of fairy
oh,
tales.
Rapunzel
oh,
Rapunzel fucked me up as a kid.
Rapunzel?
Rapunzel was in prison, locked
Let
in a
Let your hair down, yeah.
Yeah.
She was locked in a tower because her mom, her adopted mom, who stole her from her parents, was a, I believe, a witch.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't really come into the plot much. Other than she was
stuck in the tower.
Sorry.
You good there?
Yeah, no, that was just like a burp. So.
Oh, okay. I thought it was my like beer breath or something.
I'm not close enough for that.
being a witch didn't come into the plot much, but she did wall her off in a tower and leave her to basically alone, solitary life, for fear that she would meet a guy and leave her. So it's like, okay, you just left her, but you're afraid because you're afraid of her leaving you. Right. Now the witch comes and delivers her food once a week, I think it was. And
like, it's at the door.
Yet
kind of
somehow
thing. Yeah.
Prince Charming always finds his way, which is super misogynistic. It's always a man who has to save him, right?
Well, that's the whole fairy tale thing, is women can't be shit without a man.
But it's
weird
because...
Well, I think Disney ruins it, because that's what Disney does.
Well,
they
I think it
portray...
depends on...
Here's what a weird thing, though, because what I just mentioned in the lead up to this is I bought a stake in... Fuck you. I bought a stake in... Jesus Christ.
Really?
I can't find
you
my...
Really
Mike, I
you might have thrown your money away, man. I'm just saying.
I bought a stake in a classic edition of Grimm's Fairy Tales, inscribed by Wilhelm Grimm, to his friend Amelie Malchin Hassenflug, who contributed over 50 stories. That seems like a woman's name to me. Mm-hmm. And yet, 50 stories all... patriarchal.
50.
Yeah. Well, but
that's
50.
All right.
Holy
so that's
I mean,
one.
Unless,
the Brothers Grimm were not just
right,
authors, they were
woman,
they
though.
Were accumulators.
I mean, unless yeah. Amelie was, instead of that being a woman, that was actually
and
just a pen
depending
name.
On her history, whether she projects that, but it does seem like I don't want to be rescued. Where's the wrong, like the strong woman?
And how did I grow up to be so fucking awesome?
But
when
if you
I was told that men are the hero all the time, well, and damsel in distress
I mean,
was
like,
well, yeah,
Snow
literally
White.
A phrase I was taught as a child.
Well, no, because Snow White doesn't hold up either, because who rescues her? Seven
That's
dwarves.
What I'm saying.
Who rescues her after
right,
that?
Right.
Prince Charming.
That's what I'm saying.
And by
like,
kissing her when she's
have.
Unconscious. Same as...
Right.
Wasn't Cinderella?
Oh, look, that's a lack of constant
pretty
Sleeping
damn
Beauty.
Close there, man. Yes.
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty, yeah.
Sleeping Beauty, yes, because yeah. She was pricked by a thorn on a spinning wheel or something.
A needle on the spinning wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, she was imprisoned by thorns.
Yes, she was.
But it was Prince Charming again who saved her with
right.
a kiss when she was asleep. And Cinderella,
right.
She
I
did
read.
Not ask for that.
In the original, the original Cinderella.
She did not.
The
that was
Cinderella.
Not consenting.
No consent.
The wicked stepsisters that we know and love from Cinderella in the
oh
original
boy.
Version actually cut off pieces of their foot to fit into the slipper.
Yep.
And
oh, wow.
when they were
yep.
found out, crows or some kind of bird pecked out their eyeballs. As
because
punishment.
It was the bird that told Prince Charming, look at their feet.
Oh, I didn't know that about
yeah,
them.
So
right.
it was
I only know the mice from that story.
So it very is... Yeah, Gus Gus. Everybody loves Gus Gus.
Everybody loves Gus Gus. That's why I became fat, because everyone loves a fat mouse. I didn't say I'm still fat. I said I became fat.
But yeah, that's awesome. Something. It's actually, you know, we mentioned Into the Woods. I think we were recording when I mentioned Into the Woods the first time.
Maybe. I haven't seen that one.
I'm
but
not paying attention.
If you in Into the Woods, they actually.
I'm not recording now.
Don't do that to him.
I'm like, oh fuck.
But in Into the Woods, they actually reference the Brothers Grimm version, where the first sister cuts off her toes because this is going to make your foot fit into the glass slipper. Mm-hmm. And as they leave, it's look at her feet. And then they go back, and then the second sister
look at the blood pouring
yeah.
from her
right.
appendix.
That's
well,
what it is.
They
could have
got
blood.
That weirdly from like yeah. cultures, because if you
oh, yeah.
go, is it China or where
what
they
the foot
take,
binding
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they bind their feet to keep them small. Like
oh, in Africa,
that's
they
horrific.
Make their necks yep. long
with
the rings
and parts
rings.
Of Thailand.
Like, so
yep.
it's kind
yeah.
of culture where we bring
oh, yeah.
that stuff. But
which speaking of China and fairy tales, you ready for a Genius Jess moment?
Oh no!
Oh god damn it! I'm gonna have to pour another pitcher.
Aladdin. Aladdin is actually a Chinese.
Knows that.
Is that right?
Yeah. See, not everyone knows that, Matt.
Four-fifths of people know that.
It would be awesome for like a female character to wake up from like whatever, and a guy is like, "I'm saving you," and like, "Fuck you, I don't need you." Like,
sleep.
I'm
waiting. We need
I'm waiting for your sister.
We need the Rosie the Riveter fairy tales.
Gloria Allred.
Where she looks
right
up, looks at him,
things.
And goes, "You don't do it for me."
No. Yeah, right.
Good night.
I like guys with a little more hair.
Just ask Shrek.
Jeez, Goldilocks. Well, I knew you liked bears, but I didn't know you liked them that much.
But since you have, we have two women out of three or out of five here, what is
out of three? Wait a minute.
I love your math, dude.
two women yes. out of, well, it could have been 10 because I'm seeing double by now.
Yeah. It's four Jess, me, and, well, four Jess. Four, and five.
Four of Jesses?
I'm rarely in a room where two women will actively talk to me. So, do you have any desire at all to be the damsel in distress rescued by a handsome prince?
Fuck no.
Yeah, fuck no. I was going to say that too.
Nice. Well,
what like, happens after?
I love that because it takes a lot of pressure off of
now
the men.
You take care of my house.
I don't know why we ever wanted that kind of yeah. pressure
right?
to begin with.
Look at all this adventure I have. Oh no, I've eaten a poison apple. Oh, you've saved me. Let me be your servant for the rest of my life. Yeah. No.
And
but that's the thing. We don't know what happened after the end. We don't know that they were in a subordinate yeah. role for the rest of their life. We just
and what is
but
it?
Honestly,
like,
given,
I will
again
I will
with
keep
culture,
you, but you have to suck me off twice a week.
But the whole thing about Prince Charming
every day sorry.
Wasn't the whole thing about Prince Charming is that he respected his bitches?
Do we know that though?
Bitches.
I mean,
I assume it.
But
I
if
mean,
we're, I mean, we assume
dogs.
It. Yes,
we assume it because he was motivated by true love.
But I think we assume
not
it because
by farming, not by
though?
Needing
like,
a
right.
Just
what makes him charming name? Other than the fucking name?
The love.
It means
right.
nothing about.
But
well,
honestly,
rather than the housekeeper,
them.
I think it's what
think,
makes him charming.
But what about even Sleeping Beauty?
But like, even Sleeping Beauty could only be awoken by the kiss of
true love.
No, it was the other way around. Or no, I was thinking of Beauty and the Beast. My bad.
Beauty and the Beast was also
well, but that was not
even.
But that was not
right,
a kiss
but,
thing. That was just
switched
somebody.
It, around.
Yeah.
It was just a seeing past a the outside
yeah.
image.
Which,
so there was still a spell, but this time it was on
which
the
which is
man.
Also Stockholm syndrome, but you know.
Right.
Yes.
Stockholm
yeah.
syndrome is.
Right.
If anything, that's that
the Beast
story.
Handled that whole situation wrong. We can all agree with that.
What about Teacup?
Teacup didn't
teacup.
Exist in the original
Chip?
Version. None of
you
them
mean
did.
Chip? I love
Chip. Chip was cute.
Chip was adorable.
Chip and his mama.
And everybody, yeah, his mama was,
Kettle?
What was her name? It was,
The actors, the voice actors, I don't know.
Yeah, it was the woman who did Murder, She Wrote.
Jessica Lange.
Oh. Thank you.
No shit.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
well,
was her, actually.
And I think.
Me either.
I think when we talk about Prince Charming versus whether the women were subservient or not, we look back at culture. Like Tam kind of brought up. Because, like, culturally now, we all assume, oh, well, he rescued. That's good. That's mm-hmm. nice. And but culturally back then, what was there with for a woman after she was married?
Sex.
Was, you better have a boy or you're fucking
children.
Dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're like, you wear that apron.
Right. You have
I
children.
I will prick you with my prick.
And if you give me two
you
girls,
you're like
off with your head.
Right.
Oh. That's exactly
just
it.
Ask Anne Boleyn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask Anne Boleyn.
And
yeah, we were talking
and
about that
them.
In an earlier
and
podcast.
The other seven wives of Henry VIII.
Yeah.
They didn't all die.
Well,
some were
back
just imprisoned.
Well, I mean, eventually they all died.
The worst one is the one that actually died after him. Like, she literally was queen for fucking 3 days.
That was,
and then,
that was his daughter.
No, that
Mary
was
Queen
that
of Scots,
no,
wasn't it?
No, Mary Queen of Scots was the
Elizabeth,
mother,
whatever her name was.
Right. Mary Queen of Scots was the one, that's the one everybody calls Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was...
And you can't
just
her
think
her name in front of
I was
a mirror.
Just,
is
I,
that
three
I,
times?
I
yeah,
think
that's still a thing.
I think of periods
I did.
When I hear
you
Bloody
did.
Mary.
I did. I don't know about kids today.
You
that?
Too?
I think
you
now
that?
It's all.
I totally forgot about that.
I think now it's
V8.
Slender Man. The kids
Slender
today.
Man.
The kids today know
oh, yeah.
about Slender Man.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know if they have the same three name three times in the dark in the mirror.
What's the term for the woman who took over? No, the whoever it was that would step in and rule for. The boy kings until they were old enough to rule. The regent? Regent.
Regent, yes.
She was the regent for female, the son of Henry.
Yeah,
I think is what it
be
was.
Like a priest.
Mm.
But in her
typically
case...
Typically back in the
yeah,
day,
right.
yeah, it would be a priest
case,
or a consort of some... Yeah.
Her.
Huh.
And then she was beheaded too.
Or they had queen regent. Yeah, there was that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Yeah,
yeah you can go in a mirror. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Yes, I remember that.
Say it a
There's
third
a,
time,
isn't
I
there
dare
a,
you.
Well, she's not looking in front
Beetlejuice,
of a mirror.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Okay, well, she's not looking in front of a mirror,
I'm not in
so
the
she
mirror.
Could say it three times. Because you're supposed to say it three times and spin.
I thought it was Candyland or Candyman.
I didn't
Candy
know
Man.
What I was going to say.
Candyman came
I
later.
I didn't know
Candy
about the spinning.
Candy Cane. Yeah. The spinning,
Candyman was a marketing
The spinning was
that
our
was a
thing.
Movie. That's not the same.
That movie was fucked up, but it wasn't scary. It was just fucked
just
up.
Just fucked up. And bloody.
Anytime somebody
like
burns
human
to death, it's fucked up. And that's like my one fear
Chucky's up
like
there, too.
Burning to death.
It's like Freddy.
And the
he
lady
burned.
In the end of Candyman burned to death. And it
Ooh.
Was horrific.
Well, Freddy did, too, didn't he?
Which is why I never saw the next one.
Freddy got fingered?
Nightmare on Elm Street? He got fingered.
That was a movie. Freddy got fingered.
Freddy's head exploded and a bunch of souls flew out or something.
I don't know.
It was in 3D, that part.
Freddy's Weirdly, I know the freaking song to that movie.
The last 15 minutes of Freddy's Dead.
You've mentioned that before.
Yeah, I don't know how. 3D, and I'm not a sure horror person.
Interesting.
But it ain't worth watching again.
Yeah,
so.
No.
So, back to fairy tales.
Yeah. Which
they're all
movies
scary.
Are horror movies, modern day fairy tales.
They're all the same.
Is there a morality aspect?
There's always death. I think anymore. With Disney, they always kill someone. You always cry.
Yeah, even in their like normal movies, not just the animated or the fairy tales. Like when it comes to a normal Disney movie, even in Star Wars, they've done it.
Oh my
There's
gosh.
Always
they killed
like
everybody in Star
exactly.
Wars. That one episode.
Oh yeah, fucking
Rogue One.
Yeah, yes, but weirdly was one of the best movies.
Right.
That's one of the last ones I saw, and I loved it. But everybody died,
yes,
and that's why I loved it.
Everybody dies.
Because
but
I love
that was the point.
And Solo's not too far
of
off
those...
either.
Which one?
Solo.
Oh.
Which I feel
I
like
I did
is,
like Solo.
Yeah.
People, that's a controversy.
Yeah, it is a controversy.
All of the new ones are anything.
Pretty much
anything that's not
but
four,
that one
five,
I actually kind of like.
Anything comic booky is now a controversy, no matter what.
But Star Wars was an actual novel, not a comic book.
Yeah.
They had...
No, Star Wars is a comic book. I worked with one of the original artists.
But there's also the novel series where it's something ridiculous, like 90 or 100 some odd different books branching off of the different stories.
George Lucas originally did a comic book.
Really?
And that's where it came from. I actually worked with one of the original artists when I was... So it was a side gig for him. He would come on twice a month. He would come paint faces with us.
Oh, okay.
And for some reason... I always ended up on shift with this guy. But he literally did a Boba Fett on my arm in 2 minutes.
Wow.
And he gave me original drawings that he did, uncolored, so I could scan them and color them. Because he was trying to get me into the industry where I could do digital coloring.
Oh, that's cool.
And I ended up not keeping that job because I couldn't keep a fucking chew out of my mouth. And I couldn't. Finished the training with him, but it was awesome to have some of the original Star Wars art in my hands that was given to me by someone who actually did original Star Wars comic work.
That's
and
so cool.
It blew my mind away because I'm seeing things in these comic strips that I had never seen in movies. This was before Rebels. This was before Clone Wars. This was all of it. This was 2002. And at that point, he felt like his career was done, but he was still getting paid for what he had done. So all he needed
residuals.
To, yeah. Exactly. And so all he needed to
make
do
sure your
was show up and
residuals,
paint faces
folks.
Twice a month, and he still could collect checks.
Wow,
and that's the dream.
It was a dream for him. He was like, "This is I'm done. I don't really care. I really don't." Yeah. And even when people would want faces painted. He would prefer us to do it first, and he would just sit back and give
I'll
us,
take your
you know,
sloppy
yes,
seconds.
And kind of.
I'm semi-retired.
But it was really nice to know that, like, oh man, and
if anyone wants their breast painted, I got that one. Yeah.
And well, actually,
I'm an areola expert.
He was there the
I'm an
day.
Areola expert.
Expert.
He was there the day Dee Schneider was there, and we painted his daughters, and
right.
he asked us about doing prosthetics and. Lou said, "Nope, I'm done. I don't want anything about it." But he was such a fucking great artist.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because I really kind of wish I could pull those photos up, but I can't. I only have official physical copies of these photos. And he did a whole on Star Wars ensemble on my arm one day because we were just so slow. Like I had not just Boba Fett, but I had like. Darth Vader, I had ships, I had like my entire, from shoulder to wrist, just
That's cool.
done in water-based paint. So the second I took a shower, it was all gone. But this was one of the
was
original...
Was camera phones?
Yes,
you
it was.
Take a picture?
Yes. Okay. We actually had a disposable camera at our kiosk where if we took or did something really nice, we would have to take a picture of it so it would go back to the company. That's how I got fired. Was that there was a point where I had a big old fucking chaw in my mouth and I was covered from head to toe in ink because we were just so slow. And one of the guys took a picture and they're like, dude, you got a massive chew in your mouth and you're on the floor. Like you're
With
out
kids,
there.
Presumably,
and it's like,
right?
well, and that was
it
part
didn't
of
stop
it.
My
there was no kids in the picture, but you could tell I had a chew, and I tried to play it off and like, come on, stop it. The fact that you're trying to lie to us right now is enough to we're done. I was like, fuck. All right, well, I had my hand in the till anyway. So it was it is what it was, but it was a hell of an experience, and working with that guy was top notch.
Any idea where he is now?
Probably still there.
Not retired, with the semi-retired though?
Full on retired, I would full bet. Because nice. This is we're talking almost. This was like I said, 2001, 2002. So we're 20 years ago.
It's my dream to be retired.
So
by
he should be at this point full on retired.
I've almost been out of high school for 20 years. That feels awful.
Fuck.
Exactly. Yeah. Fuck. Exactly. Oh. Fuck you.
Denver, how old are you?
41.
Yes.
Okay, you're cool.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, as long as you hit that 4-0 mark,
you're
good.
In the 40 club, you're
yes,
cool,
yes,
man.
Yeah.
1980.
All right. Oh, you just turned 41.
I'll be 42 in March, so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I'm looking forward to 42. There's not a lot of milestones after 21.
No, there's the AARP.
Yeah. No, there's 25 where you don't have 25. To pay the extra fee for renting a car.
Yeah, he's already
you can
41.
Actually rent a car. I don't know if you can even.
I've been renting a car since you
can
baby, Jess.
I didn't know that. Never tried.
Matt,
so.
Yeah, exactly.
You keep wanting to make yourself be like 20, 30 years older than me, but you're really not that far
no,
ahead
I'm
of me.
Judging mentally.
42 to me.
Then
is
I'm
just,
way ahead of you.
Arbitrary milestone.
It's funny because I just hit 42 a week ago.
There you go.
And it doesn't. It's like, fuck, I got to get my asshole checked.
Not till 45, trust me.
Is it 45?
45
okay.
now. Used to be 50, now it's 45.
Days, all right. So I got 3 more years before I get to have a scope up my
I'll
ass.
I'll tell you how it goes.
The, okay.
Unless you have a history.
That's
or
true.
Your family.
Right. And I don't know anything
yes.
about
that.
Yes.
Answer to life, the universe, and everything from
42.
Hitchhiker's
yep.
Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. Hitchhiker's Galaxy.
Hitchhiker's
oh,
Guide
the
to the Galaxy.
The Guide to, yes. Could that be a fairy tale, though?
But what is the question?
Well, but there's fairy tale.
Fairy
I think there's a difference between fairy tale and just like a
fiction story.
Story.
I think they have to have a morality. Because
right. then I would have
involved.
Been like, you know, Flight of the Navigator, Mac
no.
and me.
Right.
Well, morality.
I mean,
the morality of Flight of the Navigator is cherish what you have when you have it.
That's exactly it, because you don't know what's going to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, right. And that's, you know, I mean, the morality of what Hansel and Gretel is.
Don't talk
fucking
to strangers.
Kill your kids. Well, sure, if you want to be
if you're lost,
it.
Drop breadcrumbs.
I mean, and
it's
that
like you'll find a way to support your kids.
If you find
it,
a house full of gingerbread, don't
no, I think it goes
go
even
in
before
well,
that.
And
I think
maybe
the,
it has
I
to do with
the main character is the dad who caved to the stepmom.
Well,
who should have thought, because in the end of Hansel and Gretel, what happened? He
they,
rescues
they
the kids.
The witch into the fire.
Yeah, and he
yeah,
rescues the kids.
Yeah, she becomes a pie.
But then what does he say? Your stepmom died. That's just fucking out of nowhere. He's like, oh, by the way, I'm here and your stepmom's dead. So the moral
yeah,
of the story
I can't
is
figure
fucking
out how
take
to
care of your
story.
Kids, not your fucking bitch.
Unless
right?
part
also
is.
Also, don't fall for strangers with candy.
But also, maybe
which was a good
look,
show, by
was,
the way.
She
strangers with candy.
Yes.
The witch drove the plot, but the morality story was on the dad. To
unless,
not kill your kids for your ex-wife's benefit.
Unless part of
I mean,
it
your
actually...
Step, your their stepmom's
I mean, unless
benefit.
Her pussy smells like flowers and watermelon.
It didn't.
Like,
she
I
was
mean,
not a good person from the beginning of that fairy tale. She
yeah,
was always
yeah.
out to kill
Full
those kids.
On just
well, but the other part...
She was the antagonist.
Of
she
the
was.
Morality
yeah.
story.
She was the witch before
yeah,
the witch.
Absolutely.
The witch is King's often representative
of the
somebody
whole...
in their real life.
Yeah.
Yeah
in fairy
true.
Tales. The witch is just the kid's... imagination of the monster they're fighting when the monster is actually a person that they're supposed to trust.
Right.
But again, looking at that, I mean, it could be a fairy tale against gluttony as well, because what got the kids in trouble? Eating the cottage.
And what saved Consul? The bone.
Right.
I haven't gained weight. See, she's feeling a bone.
Exactly. So it could be a it could be a gluttony
because
thing because
he had to be fat
I mean,
enough to be eaten.
Right. Yeah, but honestly, through that entire story, there's five of us here, none of us except you, I guess. One
well,
out of five thought gluttony.
Well, I mean, you could pull up
as
sleep,
a burp.
Sleeping Beauty.
That does make sense.
Sleeping absolutely. Beauty could be sloth. Yeah,
the
well, Sleeping
slovenness.
Beauty, yeah, I actually see sloth there.
Yeah.
But the thing about...
So there could be some kind of the...
kids love candy.
Well, let's go... But that's the thing. Is going back, if the kids had
don't
gotten
forget,
so greedy
right,
to the point where they
the
ate the house... But don't forget that these kids were starving at the time that they saw this house. These kids
because they were eating off of bread.
They had... They had used the bread that they had to eat to make
leave to
a
the
trail.
Yep.
Right.
Because they knew their father was trying to murder them. And so they used the only sustenance they had to create a trail back. And in the first time he did it, they used rocks. The
right.
second time, they used bread. The birds took the bread. They couldn't follow the trail back.
Right.
So they were starving. And what does a starving kid... Look at the mirage thing from Looney Tunes. The mirage is the water in the desert.
Well, but the mirage
but
in
for
any
the kids...
Story,
it's the candy house in yeah. the middle right. of nowhere when you're
right.
fucking starving.
Right.
Yeah.
So those kids were not gluttons. They were just kids.
Were just no. Well, and kids. Obviously, well, and looking
and lured
through,
in by a witch that knew what the fuck
that knew
she
what
was
a kid
doing.
Was.
Yes,
yes,
exactly.
But again,
exactly.
look, that's looking at it through modern culture and modern
right.
eyes. If we're looking at
yeah,
that time
that's...
frame, there's still a lot of Catholic Church and a lot of implications.
But we still tell the story
the
in modern
times. Of the seven deadly sins and stuff. Yes.
We still
Does
tell the story the same
with,
as...
But,
Charlie
in
and the
fact,
Chocolate
ooh,
ooh.
We're like ooh.
Well, what's the morality of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I don't know that
be
I
honest,
would count
right?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory
that could be
as a fairy tale.
We all know
Charlie.
That Grandpa Joe is an asshole,
right?
Everybody was everybody sucked, but Charlie was the only one to be honest in the end, and that's
yeah.
why he won. So there's
but
the morality
Grandpa Joe
is
sat
even
in
if you fuck up, admit
years.
It.
And then all of a sudden, oh, golden ticket, and you want to go
yep.
to the chocolate
oh,
factory.
Hey, look,
oh,
my muscles haven't atrophied at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
He was an absolute sham, a liar.
Yeah.
And he had an American accent. I don't think I didn't notice that.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
even
huh.
think he was Grandpa Charlie. I think
that's
he killed Grandpa,
funny.
The real Grandpa Charlie.
So you're
took
saying,
his place in bed.
Wait.
Cuckolded
so you're,
his wife.
So you're saying he's actually the wolf.
Yes.
This is it's just a Red Riding Hood fair.
He's
retelling.
The wolf in Yankees clothing.
I do feel like that one did have the end, like, because you did probably have the gluttony in there and
yeah.
the spoiled kids and, like, the whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then
well,
you
the,
had the
yeah,
like,
orphan
I think that
kid
one was just
orphan,
don't take it for advantage
poor
or whatever.
Child.
They broke the rules.
Right.
But he was,
told,
the whole
the
thing was
blah,
every
blah.
Kid broke the rules because kids break rules. But the thing is, he admitted it, and that's why he won.
Right.
Because he was the only honest
well, and he
kid
was appreciative.
In all of them.
Like, he actually...
And he didn't turn into a blueberry.
Right.
Yeah.
I do love the blueberry. I use that a lot. I'm like, I'm going to eat so much, you got to roll me out. Just roll me out.
Take her to the squeezer.
Squeeze me out so I can eat tomorrow.
My mom has made the joke, like, do you guys have wheelbarrows here?
So which was the better Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I haven't seen
Ooh,
the second one, so I can't
they're
comment.
They're both good in different ways.
Yeah, I mean, how do you... Yeah, how do you top two Wild Hearts?
Incredible.
The second one was good, but
was good.
This is why I say Johnny Depp's not even the best Johnny Depp. He sucks. Ever since Edward Scissorhands,
no, he did a great job with it. But
Edward Scissorhands might be the last thing I enjoyed him in.
You know, it's weird. I didn't see that movie.
That's pretty good.
It's okay. Aww. Yeah, it's not bad.
But
at all.
In that movie, I felt like the original.
The demon outside her window
was
my
a little
favorite.
Boring in the beginning because. As an adult, yep. I'm like, just get to the chocolate factory. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You got
yeah.
the golden ticket. You have bedpans under the bed. You're sharing a bed. That's kind of gross.
So that you mentioned it's Charlie versus Willie. And Charlie,
but
I mean, he did. There were certain bits that I thought were pretty funny. Like when he would side comment, like, I really can't understand
he
when you mumble.
He was humor. Yeah.
Mumbler. Mumbler.
He put a little in
like,
the humor.
There was, yeah.
But mm-hmm. if you gave me the choice, I would probably
I would
go,
still go old school.
Yep. Me too.
Yeah. One heartbeat.
Yeah. But it was a really good version of the newer bit, and I think they're gonna do a TV series.
Oh, brother!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But we already know how it ends. So what's the point of
yeah.
watching the whole series?
Yeah, it doesn't.
One
I
episode's
the
called
"The
Squeezing
thing,
of Violet Beauregard."
I would
maybe
watch that. I want to see what happens after
they go.
The
I was just
gonna
say maybe
so.
After.
Yeah.
Well, because
yeah.
the new version, they
well,
go.
Where does that
well,
lead to? The incinerator.
The braces. His dad was a dentist.
It's okay, they only run it every 3 days.
The old school. It wasn't that. Way.
Right. Right. No, that
was. It
was the,
they were poor and they couldn't.
Well, that was the kind of almost the Tim Burton twist.
Yeah.
There has to be something darker.
Innocent.
Johnny was more like my dad.
Johnny Depp feels like he would be more.
And I feel like I'm forgetting
vile.
Fairy tales. I mean, we've touched on
when you say
Sleeping
fairy tales,
Beauty
I do
well,
think of
well, what about
old,
Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah. Okay, there
one
we go.
Of my
there we go.
As a kid,
I feel like
Jack
I knew
and the
I was
Beanstalk
forgetting something.
Went up to a world he did not belong in and stole from the guy who actually lived there.
Well,
and
maybe
then murdered him and took his riches.
So
that's the
classist.
Morality.
Yeah.
Is that anyone not like you is probably evil? So just take all their shit and kill them.
And this and meanwhile they portrayed the giant as this like. Harmless, sensible, like, I mean...
He lived in his own world.
Yeah. Maybe
he
the moral of that story
hurt.
Is don't
he did
get
nothing
out of
to hurt
class.
Jack's world. He never came down to Jack's world.
Right.
Jack went to him. Jack stole from him. Jack ended up killing him.
So Jack is a jackass.
Jack was an allegory for the American Empire.
Yes.
It's the giant was Saudi Arabia.
Well, there you go.
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind of almost how I'm picturing it when you're saying it that way, but it's true. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's the timeless nature of fairy tales, is that you can apply that to almost any first world nation in any period of history. The first world is going to take advantage of the third world in every chance they get.
Dag.
Well, what about...
Not even the first world, it's the poor... The class that
it's a classist story, too.
Yes,
right.
It is classist. It's that I don't have anything. I deserve things. And I'm going to take the things from people who don't deserve things.
Right.
Yeah.
And we decided that the giant doesn't deserve things. I think it was framed as the giant stole the goose and the singing whatever the fuck
harp.
It was.
Harp, yeah.
From someone else. So robbing Peter to pay Paul, basically.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. Oh, that's a fun
We're
one.
Men.
Is that a
tights. Is that
so
qualify for that?
Steal from the rich, give to the poor.
That's the
we used to joke as,
that's like the main message there.
We used to joke as kids where you'd steal from the rich, give to the poor, who become the rich, so you steal it back from them and give it to the former rich who used to
it's
be rich
cycle.
And now we're now poor. And
but
it's just a back and forth.
Maid Marian is a chess piece in this entire story.
Right.
She was just a vagina.
She's a side
that's
character.
All she was. She was a vagina to be
but
won. As women.
Call the locksmith!
Oh, yeah. How fucked up was it when Robin didn't get to conquer? Marion at the end of that movie.
Right.
There you go.
That's all women were. They were a prize to be won.
So she was a trade piece between the sheriff and the landowner.
Right. That's actually,
which is pretty common for
and
women
by,
in serfdom.
And being a commoner who ascends to the elevation
of royalty,
Maid Marian,
so to speak, yeah.
He has now staked her as his claim and everything that her family owns. So that's what Robin Hood was, is he was...
So once again, women are a prize to be won and not something with an actual individual.
And
brain.
Robin Hood became the very thing he fought against.
Right.
He became a lord. Sir Robin of Not of
right,
Oxley.
That's right.
Well, the only reason he ever
he was knighted at the end by Lionheart, Richard
the
Lionheart.
Away from him
well, he was originally supposed to be a knight, but it was taken from him by...
By death. Right. By nature.
Was, yeah.
Death... the
I don't
goldfish.
Know if I'm making up the stories because I watched the movie or what, but there
which
was one of the
like
stories 20. Where he went off on the Crusades and he came back.
Right, that was the original tale.
Well, that's the thing that makes him entitled to knighthood is that he fought for his country. But the Crusades in and of themselves were a fucking disaster because that's a holy
crusade?
War.
Yes.
That's a holy war saying us, not you, and fuck you for not believing in what we believe. And
true.
We're going
to
take all
that,
your shit.
To make that noble.
Yeah.
But, you know, Palestine
is
the aggressor and not Israel.
Right.
This has become a term in software, holy war, where
really?
You have your own favorite whatever, IDE, your own editor. It's
your own type
it's a
of build.
Like VI versus Emacs is like these two common editors. But they call it a holy war because there's no right answer. You obviously...
Did you watch Silicon Valley? Is it like the backslash
versus
the colon?
Yes.
That's a good one. I like
you haven't seen it?
Because there was a whole...
Oh, man.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it is really good.
There's a whole thing where the guy fires someone because she uses like a double space instead of a colon, and he prefers the colon or something like that.
Spaces versus tabs. That's another holy war.
It's so funny. Great show.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of those. And the idea is that there's no right answer. You know.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't matter in the end, right?
Unless you're male.
Because whether or not you use a tab or a double space, it's the same exact command.
It's
that
not
was the
true.
That was
it's
the
not
point.
True. I will fight you to death over it.
The tab is like 3 or 4 spaces, isn't it?
Well, it depends on the editor, because
there
you if
go. You
use a backslash T character, it will get changed whenever it gets interpreted by your editor. So you can set it yourself to be 4 spaces, or you can just use 4 spaces, which doesn't need to be interpreted by any local editor. So that's why I'm in favor of spaces.
All right.
Yeah.
Could
so,
two,
but
four,
the thing is, I as a not, I don't understand a word you said, but I can still laugh at. I can still laugh at Silicon Valley because it's hilarious the way it's presented, and that's why Silicon Valley's better than Fairy Tales.
You have to. It's a good show. That show's. It really is a good show.
I have not seen that one.
Oh my God, you got to see it. You can witness T.J. Miller getting canceled in live action.
All of these.
I know. Well, I didn't know. Yeah. I was bummed he was a dick
in that show, and they're very accurate from my own perspective, my own experience in IT world for the last 20 years.
I got to take your experience because I know nothing about computers and I don't want to know anything about computers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and computers do not mix.
They are small fiefdoms in themselves.
There you go.
But he hasn't seen it.
I've tried gently kissing my computer. It still doesn't act any better.
Oh.
So. Anytime I've had an issue with it, I've just started Googling new computers on my computer, and it's like it starts acting right at that point.
That's a good idea.
It's kind of like that whole, like, you know, if you've got an issue, just call the IT person over to stand next to you, and it starts working.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I've had that happen a couple times.
In TV, we have a thing where the engineers can, they have a code, could not replicate, you know, CNR.
Right.
It's like, no matter what I write up, they're like, I could not replicate the problem. So I'm like, of course you couldn't. And if I bring it to you, it will work fine.
Right.
So you just have to trust me.
Yeah, we have one issue where it's bad
when you're not here.
My IT guy just came and stood next to me. My computer worked, and I was like, I guess you can't go anywhere else today, bud. So are we pausing because he's now outside talking?
Speaking of fairy tales, his dad swooped in and took him away.
Oh, that's what that
was? That's
a
new one. I have not had that fairy tale.
Usually it's not the guy sweeping the guy away, so that's very
But you know what? That kind of segues us into the Princess Bride.
Oh, the Princess Bride.
Prince Humperdinck sucked, but his dad was lovely.
Is that considered a fairy tale? Because I think that is one of the best movies ever made.
And books. Yes. I will recommend the book. I've read the book.
But it's like very faithful. Andre the Giant, the actors in that movie.
Billy Crystal.
Billy. And, oh, God.
Who was his wife? It was Bernadette Peters?
No, it was Carol Kane.
Carol Kane, okay.
Oh, my God. Such a good movie.
I'm your wife.
Yeah. I'm not a witch. I'm your
As
wife.
As you wish.
Okay, so we're going
to
go
He clearly said
here.
To blame
That's
the
so
favorite
good.
Line from this movie.
Oh, boy. Favorite line from
one
Princess
favorite
Bride.
Line.
It's a tough one because one it of my favorites, on. As you wish, but I'm like Tito
sure.
Montoya.
Inigo Montoya. Inigo Montoya.
Wait. I'm sorry. I work with a gentleman named Tito. And so in my head,
and
when
he's
he says,
got a sword.
My head, I'm like, he goes, I'm Tito. I'm like, you're Tito Montoya. And I go into that.
Don't
like,
send him to Hemingway Island.
I don't. He probably doesn't know what I'm saying because he doesn't speak much English. And I'm just like, I never
I never saw it coming.
Puss in Boots would have done well here.
Oh, I love Puss in Boots.
My favorite line has to be
Zorro.
But I love how he keeps repeating it with the sword and like. Hey,
oh, yeah.
Stop saying that.
when Inigo Montoya is battling the smartest man in the world, and he keeps saying, "Inconceivable," and he goes.
I do not know
saying this word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
That's a good line for nowadays too.
I hear that and it makes me think of Three Amigos. Do you know what a plethora is?
No.
Love that movie.
I jefe do not have the intellect and education. A plethora. Why would you say I have a plethora when we don't know what a plethora is?
Oh my God. That is one of the best movies ever. Love it. The singing bush. Oh my God.
Oh my
That's
word.
Such a fun
You were supposed to shoot okay. up. We all shot up.
You killed
the invisible swordsman.
No, no, no. Movie. Even the scenes when they're like by the mountain, it's like it has the music and they're all the animals.
Buttercup. A smile.
It's so not a fantasy movie, but oh my God.
It still has a fairy, it still has a moral to it. It's like be brave,
I mean, the
don't
bush,
be a pussy.
Straight out of the Bible, so.
Follow through with your commitments.
It was a singing bush, though, not a burning bush.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Nowadays, slightly, a burning bush means you need to go to the doctor.
Slightly different.
Steve Martin's one of my favorite actors and musicians. Hysterical. He's an amazing musician.
My mom talks about seeing him at Texas A&M and everybody's stumbling out of the theater like they were drunk because they were laughing so hard after his show.
The jerk I had on VHS.
The jerk?
All I need.
Oh, you've made that reference so many times.
Can you send me a sign? Any sign will do.
I do that to my son all the time.
That a story?
My son has no idea what I'm saying when I say he hates these cans.
He hates. That's one of my favorite lines, actually, in that movie. When he's at the gas station.
I was born a poor black man.
I'm somebody. I'm somebody. When he got in.
David R. Martin. Stupid.
Oh my god.
Person.
Oh my word.
Were you heading the end of this fence? I'll take it.
So you guys talk Steve Martin, I think of Roxanne when he goes chasing. There's this alien.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Steve Roxanne. Martin. That's amazing. Cyrano de Bergerac. Is
Roxanne
what that
is Cyrano de Bergerac, which is almost a fairy tale. It's about be yourself. Is the morality story.
Fairy tale. He came out like.
If she doesn't love you for who you are, then she ain't the one. That's.
I love the.
The
can you show me the cards again?
Oh, yes, that's a nice one.
It's the word rhinoplasty.
Is it new, like, I know this is, now we, you're right. We're in a Steve Martin because I'm like.
Yeah.
Man, Steve Martin could be his own
when
podcast.
When you say Oklahoma, whoever mentioned that in, was the previous
Oklahoma.
Podcast.
Oklahoma. He'll love Oklahoma's wide open spaces.
That
was Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah.
It's when he played Rupert the Monkey Boy.
Well, it started with quotes.
I have to go
it started
to
with
the
Princess
bathroom.
Bride.
And then
well, I was. Thank you for bringing up Princess Bride because that was one of the ones that
welcome
I was going
to. Welcome back
gonna,
to the show.
Yes, exactly. Sorry.
We already talked about that.
I know, but I'm glad that you brought it
Brendan's
up.
Brendan's going to go back and listen to this and be like, man, I missed a lot. I wouldn't gone that long.
I blame my dad.
Remember As You Wish?
Yeah. The old man rolled in and decided to give me the title for the car finally. So
jeez.
Had to.
You've only had that car for, what, 2 years?
So just about.
Now's a good time to steal your car. Got it.
Yeah, right. Well, the you title's take the in the car all you box. Want. No, the title's and with me. Okay. You ain't getting it.
Denver, to answer your question, it's no more rhymes and I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
I loved Andre the Giant.
Oh, yes. That was.
Message.
The whole movie is epic.
Is
and I love the fact
today.
That they like.
I work with people with disabilities, and I have a gentleman that reminds me of him. He looks like him. And all the time I see him, I'm like, you're Andre.
Aww.
He reincarnated to you.
Now you're special.
Although he's not a giant, but he looks like him physically.
I was doing volunteer work up in the mountains a few months ago, and we were making ADA trails off of an
ADHD
actual trail.
Trails? What? Squirrels everywhere?
Handicap
squirrels?
Accessible benches and stuff. And there was a point where we were like finding big, huge rocks to move over. And every time we pick up, I'm like, I don't have to miss.
Oh, jeez.
That movie is just part of my brain so right now.
Never go up against a Sicilian when
honestly,
death is on the line.
Out of all the fairy tales and all the things that we've talked about, Princess Bride is, you just said
Kelly,
it. It's
Kelly,
a part
Kelly,
of my childhood.
Kelly, Kelly.
What's the morality tale of it? What makes it a fairy tale?
I mean,
to you, what made you a better person about that movie?
The girl, she didn't want to be saved.
Well, she did.
She had
kept
faith.
Saying the whole
she
time,
had faith
he's coming.
Wesley would save
you know,
her.
Yeah.
He came to save her, and she didn't want that guy to save her.
She wanted Wesley.
Robert. Well, she didn't realize that was Wesley
well, yeah,
at the time.
As soon as she learned it was Wesley, her entire demeanor toward him changed.
Right. But
especially after those R-O-U-S's.
It's a true love tale. It's about the power of true love.
Yeah.
Love.
True love. And true love. I mean, to go back to a quote, true love can't be killed. It can only be delayed for a little while.
And Billy Crystal. Oh, my God.
I love
this
him so much.
Oh, Lord.
It is based on a book, right? So
yeah.
That book?
Yeah.
It was a book, but it was very faithful
to a book.
It was a book.
I didn't know it was a book.
It was a book. It's a great book.
Actually.
I have it, too. It's a great book.
How odd that you would have it.
Right? Me have a book? What?
It's a great book. I'll lend it to you.
Have a non-utopian book?
I would take it that you will go to no ends for true love.
True love is its own reason.
73?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's why.
It's not exactly what you would call, you know, 1800s type of.
Right.
Right. It's not Hansel and Gretel, but it's still kind of dated.
All the tropes, but I think it actually has a happy ending.
Well,
happy ending.
Most of them do not.
Right, because
that's a happy ending. He doesn't kill anybody.
I always feel bad for the horses at the end
Buttercup
of that movie.
Oh. Buttercup and Wesley
get what they
what
want.
They want, and
but
neither is subordinate either.
Right, and then you get the slurring.
In fact, to the beginning of their relationship, Buttercup had the power in the relationship.
She did.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
because so
he was butter
her.
In her arms. No
he
matter
was,
what,
he was a lower class than her. He was a servant, farm boy.
And that's why he went on that little walkabout, so
but
to speak,
became,
and came back.
He became somebody worthy of his true love.
Yes.
Robert, but that was all, it was just a cover.
A facade, so to speak. Yeah.
Facade?
Facade, yeah. Facade. I'm thinking of my doggy.
So the first time I showed that movie to my niece was a couple years ago with some of her friends, and they got to the kissing scene, and every last one of them went,
Well, that's the self-referential joke in the book and the movie too. It's like I'm not gonna bother you with the kissing scene. It's like you're gonna. But then the kid he grew up during the course of the movie, and he's like, I'm not bothered by it anymore.
Well, and there was a swear word at some point into it. It wasn't a huge, like, really bad one, but my niece was like, oh.
Swear word in the book?
In the movie.
In the movie.
It was like
shit or something.
It was something like that. Like it, or it might have just been damn. Like it was just like it was not anything that would.
That
phase
movie
any
actually
of us?
Wasn't even supposed to happen.
Really?
It tried many times. Yeah,
many
it
times.
Actually got
finished. It got to a point where
well, there were so
the
many
director.
Interpretations that were wrong that just didn't
Fred
work out.
Savage had like five
but Rob Reiner
the
was the director.
Movie.
Yeah.
Rob Reiner was the director.
He's the reason it happened. He
Carl
made
Reiner
sure
was
it
the
happened.
Grandpa, right?
Carl Reiner.
I think it was his dad.
No,
was the
Columbo.
Grandpa.
Columbo was the grandpa.
Yeah, it was the dude with white hair. Yeah, Columbo.
Yep.
He played Columbo, but
yeah.
What is his real name?
I don't
life?
Know. But yeah, Rob Reiner. That was his like
that was his
breakout movie, really.
He wasn't in the movie though.
No, he directed it.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's right. Columbo was the
Peter Falk.
Peter Falk.
Yeah.
Peter Falk
he was
the Savage.
The grandpa. Right, Fred Savage's grandpa.
So it's kind of interesting that in that story the three enemies become allies.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
For a common good,
for a common good.
They unite
so,
against the common enemy.
I'm an enigio, or fuck.
What is the...
Boy, America could take a lesson from that movie right now.
Right? No shit.
The enemy of my enemy is
you
my friend.
You killed my father.
Yes,
prepare to
the
die.
Enemy of my enemy is
prepare
my friend.
Prepare to die. I love that.
My
don't care
my
about Buttercup. I just want the six-fingered man.
My aunt's Republican boyfriend, who is an anti-Trumper, is my friend. That's the moral of the story.
Right?
We had trouble, and then
that
he fucking hated Trump, so we are friends against the autocracy.
Find common ground.
Yes, against the autocracy. We both agree that Trump's a piece of shit.
Could you imagine like a current version of that? What am
where
I
Trump
at?
Is Prince Humperdinck? Prince Trumperdinck.
Trumperdinck. Trumperdinck, Trumperdinck,
Trumperdinck. Oh, I wish I thought of Trumperdinck when he was still in office.
It has to be one of the dumbass Trump sons.
Oh, so which one?
Oh, it
one?
Would be like Eric.
Eric
Runner
is
yeah,
the, dumb,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
the dumbest of the asses. Yeah,
yes.
Eric.
He's the one with the...
Because oh, Barron doesn't know shit right now.
Barron's a kid. He's innocent in all this. But Don Jr. is the most evil. Eric is the dumbest. We all agree on that.
Agree.
Yes.
Tiffany
I think
tried
even
to avoid
Eric
it.
Would agree.
Tiffany tried to avoid all of it until the Republican National Convention where she fucked herself over.
Junior then the six-fingered man?
The six-fingered man would be probably that general, the attorney general.
Oh, the one that, Steve Bannon, but.
Yeah, Bannon.
Bannon
was not attorney general,
okay.
though. He was.
Bannon
no,
was fired, but he was
man,
fired a long time ago.
He was
ago.
The guy behind the entire
But he was
situation.
Fired.
Right.
He was fired in the first
Well, he
year.
Was fired when Trump realized if I don't fire this guy, everything's going to fall down.
Steve Bannon was the.
He's the Breitbart.
Breitbart
yeah.
guy, yeah.
Yeah. But
wow.
he was the...
No, there was an attorney general who would be the six-fingered man.
Barr?
William Barr, yes.
Bill Barr.
Bill Barr.
Bill Barr.
Would be the six-fingered man.
Not to be confused with Bill Burr.
No.
Bill Burr is awesome.
I like Bill
He's
Burr.
On our side.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure, for sure.
Good point, because I was like, I love Bill Burr.
But we don't go political on this
we
podcast
We try not
ever.
To, but yeah, it happens
so
from time to time.
If we're going fairy tales, modern fairy tales, what about Moana?
I don't know any modern
because
fairy tales.
Because I love...
I mean, it's. I mean, Disney is.
I'd have to see it again to have a ref, like a proper opinion.
Disney is what you think automatically,
right?
I didn't see it at all, but I do know that they were truthful to the story of Maui being a prince of the seas,
right?
And creating the islands.
Well, and there's
you can't
a lot
fuck with Hawaiian culture, or the entire state will come after
well,
you.
Well, and that was kind of the cool thing about Moana is that they made so Lin-Manuel, which we referenced last podcast, wrote all the music, but he wrote it in conjunction with a guy who actually runs a.
I'm gonna run out of beer.
Samoan choral group.
No, Samoa is.
I think.
New Zealand.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
no, because no, Maori is New Zealand.
We have an American Samoa.
We do have an American.
True.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're right.
So
you're right,
it's
but
a
Samoa is still a different
Tonga.
Nah, I'm good on beer. Tonga's its own kingdom.
True.
The kingdom of Tonga.
But it's that
before they were taken over by the pineapple conspiracy.
Yep. Before we swooped in and made them our 51st state.
The whole company, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The point of Moana?
The point of Moana, it depends on how you view it, because, so like the whole big thing is that they're trying to restore the heart of Te Fiti, and Te Fiti is like the nature goddess, and Maui stole her heart at one point, and that's how creation became and all this kind of stuff, and they have to face off against Te Ka. Well, it turns out Te Ka is actually Te Fiti without its heart. And so there's actually a lot that, and this is what resounds to my story, is that there's a lot of linking it with abuse and with healing from abuse. Because once her heart is restored, she's back to the beautiful, you know, nature island that everybody thinks of. But you,
stealing a heart.
Right, but she's full of rage until she's, her heart is healed and restored.
Yeah.
So it's actually, it's really beautiful. I'll have to send the article around. I did not do it nearly the justice that the article is.
Yeah, because I don't know Mulan.
Moana.
Moana. I don't know Mulan either.
Nothing.
Wasn't Eddie Murphy the voice of the dragon?
Yes, he was. Mushu.
Oh, I love
his name was Mushu.
I love, oh my gosh, I love Mushu.
Yeah.
Isn't Mushu a kind of a rice dish in Chinese?
Mushu pork?
Mushu pork, yeah.
I like Mushu pork.
Maybe it means something other than fried.
You
I don't
know.
I don't know.
No,
I mean,
well,
it was.
I don't think
it was
fried. Mushu isn't when it comes to that pancake and you
Hawaii is
wrap
a very
it.
Interesting
that is
melting
um
pot in itself because it's halfway between Asia and America, but it's
right
in the United States.
It's a destination
state,
for Japanese as well as Americans.
Mushu's
well,
not fried. I don't think.
Has a lot of influences.
I'm like,
from,
I'm like food
Portugal.
Wise.
Actually, it was
fried.
Originally.
Really?
Because
it was
the
a kingdom on its own.
It
I mean,
well,
and they had and they had royalty up until the 50s.
And then once it even before it became a state, it was a vacation area for Japanese and Chinese people. So there's out of all the states in America, that's one of the ones that where you see a lot of mixing of cultures there.
Oh, that's awesome.
That makes sense.
I only know the food. I'm like, Mushu, when you order it, comes with a thin pancake, and you just
well, see, you say pancake, and I think of Peking duck.
Oh, it's like
which is really
thin,
good.
Thin, like a paper wrap almost, if you order it, and like you just wrap. I like
how we go from fairy tale
pork,
to food.
Which I know you don't eat pork, but you can eat chicken, whatnot. But you just roll it up, and it's very delicate and so good.
But they,
I like
yeah, obviously, there's tons of
but that's food.
Seafood.
I don't know that.
But then there's, you know, you get your sushi influences.
Like mahi-mahi.
Ooh. And then, you know, Spam because they just don't have.
Because World War II.
Well, Spam's really big in Alaska. People don't realize that. Like
I
when
don't.
People,
and I think part
right?
of it is
Spam is huge in Alaska.
It's canned.
Because
so
you're shipping it over.
Yeah, it lasts forever.
Right.
They just don't have the ground to actually raise cows. You know, you get chickens, it's a little cheaper, but there's really not a lot of ground.
Now, granted, Spam is the first place, because I won't eat Spam too much. I guess I'm a snob.
Gross.
But when I would visit my brother, and we would be at restaurants, and they'd have Spam stuff on their menu, I'm like, there's Spam on the menu. What the fuck is
spam
that?
And eggs.
I don't,
spam and eggs
spam?
And ham.
The Philippines.
I know Spam. I'm like,
day.
Fly that shit so I don't know what
so
it
you
tastes
walk away,
like.
We get on a huge tangent.
I don't like Spam.
I needed a refill, but I came back to Spam and mustard, and I'm like, okay, I like this.
The Philippines apparently like Spam.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Samoan thing.
But
island thing?
I don't eat ham, so I don't know.
What, did I just say something that I should?
The only thing I have a hard time with Filipino food. A close friend of mine.
It's fatty. They don't trim the fat off.
Which is Maori.
That I don't know, but.
Oh, so much gristle in Filipino food. It's good except for the gristle.
That could be true, but
I don't like things that I'm chewing on too much.
It could be an American too style, but like I don't eat a lot of fish, but a friend of mine is from Filipino.
From the Philippines.
And she makes a lot of fish, which I don't eat a lot of fish, so I'm like, just wean me in. And then she'll make a fish with a fucking eyeball. I'm like, that's not weaning me in. Like,
oh, with the head on still?
Like, yes. If it's the head's on, that's not helping. You got to cut that shit off.
If you
want to
be weaned in, you need adobo.
Just, yeah, tell her white fish.
Part of me's like,
anything
shrimp?
White fish is, yeah.
No,
I'm not racist. I just like white fish.
Chicken adobo is delicious, and it's not offensive right. looking at all.
Yeah.
So
with the head on?
There's no head on the chicken in chicken adobo.
Oh, and she does chicken feet, too. Whatever. My dad does, too. He was raised on a farm, because it depends on cultures. My dad was like, you don't waste any part of the...
I come from a very white family, and we had...
My dad is very white.
Ew,
he grew up on
really?
A farm. Like, you eat everything. Once. But fish eyes looking at me, nope. Nope. Chicken feet, nope. Even recently, my mom or my sister was like, yeah, I just got dad...
Pickled tongue.
I'm like, nope. I'm
as
like,
long as I don't expect me to actually eat the eyeballs, I don't mind it staring at me as
I
eat.
Oh, I don't
want to
see it.
I'm
kind of
with you there.
Nope.
Like, I get actually, I'm not going to touch the head of
the
fish.
The tongue, you order and they slice it for you. I'm like,
I'll eat the rest of it. Yeah.
Bring it, but I'm not eating it.
When I was little, my dad would eat tapioca, and he would tell me that the bumps in there are fish eyes.
Oh, fish heads, fish eggs
eyes.
Is what
no,
I... Oh, fish
eyes?
Eyes?
He said they were eyes, and I would never go
I
near
love
tapioca.
See, I didn't
I
like
now.
It to begin
Wilba?
With, but
what?
Yeah.
My dad fucked me up as a kid, so with the whole tapioca.
Yeah.
Fish eyes are good for you.
Right,
sure, like kissing a frog will make a man a prince. Like, yeah.
I just can't do it.
I've kissed
can't
a few frogs.
It.
It's done jack shit.
Most frogs are just frogs.
Well, I mean that by frogs, I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean, but I'm saying they're still just frogs. Most frogs are just frogs.
Right. Don't be deceived.
It's
what you
so
see
rare.
Sometimes is what you see.
Back to fairy tales, it is so rare to have a frog and who is actually a prince.
Right?
Yeah, you find me a real life frog that turns into a real life prince, then
but
great.
I mean, some women, I still see that common.
But
theme
what
on
is honestly?
Media, but
yeah,
some women.
I was just
going to
say.
Idea of kissing frogs come from?
It means that the guy is ugly, and then all of a sudden, like once you fall in love, he's beautiful.
Yeah, looks are more. Than
it's that whole women can change them.
You know what's weird about that?
I didn't
and
see
I'm
it as
be
the
an
women
asshole,
could change
but
them,
I think women are
well,
more
who's
going
to kiss a frog
to
other than
a guy's looks versus. Like humor, humanity.
I think you
versus
said that wrong, but I agree with you.
Whatever.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
think that women are as hung up on looks as men are.
Yes.
That's what she. Yeah.
I think
so,
that's
yeah,
what you meant.
I totally
you did. Not say
did.
That, but
thank
that's
you,
what
Matt.
You meant.
I
yes.
totally meant
sort
that.
Sort of idea.
Because but, I feel like guys can be like 300 pounds. I'm like, well, she's not hot. I'm like, dude, you're the free freaking.
You're
yeah,
fucking Andre the Giant, but you're 5'2".
Yeah, a guy can be a pig and still think he deserves a supermodel.
Exactly.
Right.
But
look
what she's got. Like, whatever.
Like Ron
like,
Jeremy.
Oh.
Any, literally,
so
yeah.
I don't understand
farm?
That.
Yeah, Animal
is
that, Farm.
Is that a, somewhat of a...
I mean, it's a morality tale,
yeah.
sure. I don't know about fairy tale,
and
but morality
you
tale,
don't
yes.
know our podcast of what we all find, like, I love
you don't know
Jack
that.
Black
maybe he
as
listens.
Much as I love okay. whatever. Like,
he doesn't
I,
listen.
He's not like, but, like, humor to me is, like, attractive. It's
oh,
not
Jack
like
Black, we're supposed to drink at that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're drinking to Jack
I
Black.
I did drink.
I totally
yeah.
would drink
I've,
to Jack Black.
I think you showed me the one of Jack Black as Captain America.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I cannot see anything wrong with that.
Humor to me
TikTok.
Is attractive. And I think women, I'm not saying all women, because
I
have friends that are shallow, too. Like, I'm not saying women can't be shallow, but I think more men are more shallow, like, in what we've talked about before. Like, guys, like... Are more like, well,
men
she's not hot or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
people.
Right the fuck? Like,
but this is all part
you,
of that fairy tale culture.
Just
like,
from
that's
this woman.
Yes.
Like,
well,
but fairy tale culture and also patriarchy, because when you're also, in charge, you get to dictate what's beauty and what's not.
Also why Cinderella's wicked stepsisters were both wicked and ugly, because they could not possibly
ugly,
be worthy
were they
of
ugly,
the love
though?
Of a prince.
Right.
It had to be the beautiful Cinderella, because a
that
man
we're gonna
like
lock
the prince
up.
Would
your
never be.
Foot
he wouldn't dare fall in love with an attractive
weak.
Woman.
She worked hard.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I think part of that was
but
just
that
the
was showing morality of like showing like, well, she was like, you had the sisters that it's a double sword there, because they portrayed
double-edged
the
sword.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Seltzers are kicking in. But it showed they weren't fat, they weren't ugly, but they had the ugly attitude.
They were terrible.
Right. So they showed
they were
like,
ugly on the inside.
Exactly.
But they were ugly on the outside too.
Yeah, they were both.
Right.
Well,
which is probably
did
like
they actually specify that.
Yes. Well, it depends on the version, so to speak.
They
yeah.
do.
So they do.
They are ugly in the cartoons.
And then they're like, your little dainty foot and your hard work at whatever.
But
like,
also having a big foot
dainty,
as a woman was
tiny,
a flaw.
Yeah.
Like you have to be
being a big woman was a flaw
right,
at some
right.
You have to be I have to be able to
it's still stereotyped. Right, right.
True. You're right, because depending on certain times, they actually preferred the bigger
was,
ones.
Right, because then that's when they're wealthy.
Right, mm-hmm. yep.
That's
you
more Renaissance
time.
Because
you can afford food.
If you worked in the field.
Yeah.
Yep.
So being fair, being light skin was a nice thing, because you didn't have to work outside. You didn't have to be outside.
And people would
have
loved me in the Renaissance era.
Renaissance Jess. Everyone drink.
Okay, I just got a refill anyway.
But
like, also,
I don't
I
know where I fit in that. I don't know where I am colored by that.
You're freckly.
I'm freckly?
You are freckly.
Aww, I'm freckly.
I just turn red anytime I'm in the sun. My skin's like, no, thank you. But I wonder part of, like, we all assume that the stepsisters are ugly because of the cartoons from what we've seen. But when these stories were originally written, these were written out. And so they had to write these women in a way that would, you know, make them seem ugly, you know?
Did anyone ever see...
Where's the fantasy of women?
Right.
Did anyone ever see Dick Tracy, the movie?
Yes.
Women didn't count, so why does it matter?
I vaguely remember, but I do remember.
I love Dick Tracy because
in
Dick Tracy, good people are beautiful, bad people are ugly. That's the rule. And the plot twist of Dick Tracy is that the villain is Madonna, a beautiful person.
Right.
And it was unthinkable that a beautiful woman could be a villain, because it's such a cut and dry world. Of,
right.
Oh, bad makes you ugly. Mm-hmm. Good makes you beautiful.
And if you've got cone tits,
and it
well,
you're the queen.
Well, they need a shallow hell for women. Like, I love Jack Black, and that's obviously
shallow
a movie.
Shallow
hell.
Jack
Black. Happy story.
Drink
happy
again.
Ending. Happy ending.
Well, because
right. It did have a happy ending.
She's
he
beautiful.
Decided,
she's tiny, but whatever. She's
he just,
hot. But
no,
like,
he decided
maybe
love was more
reverse it, where
than
women see
else.
A guy.
Mm-hmm. Other than Brendan, who's the ugliest guy you've dated? I'm just kidding.
Ugliest guy I dated?
No, I generally do think that women are better than men in most ways.
Well,
but in that in the shallow
way. Like, I have these guys,
I'm gonna
like,
say it depends
like,
on
well,
the woman.
Well, she's this way. I'm like,
because
dude.
Women compete with women and men compete with men. And men
women
want,
do compete with
that's
you're
the
right.
Truth.
Yeah, but women want to show their friends that they've got a great guy, a good guy, a
but
loving
but they go
guy.
By personality and how they treat
yes.
them, not by their looks.
And men want.
And guys are like, look
men
at how
want
hot
a trophy.
She is.
And that's. Men want a trophy.
It completely depends on the woman,
right.
I would say, because I have known some women
oh.
who will not give men who they don't consider attractive a time of day.
Yeah.
So that
well,
is that's not
same,
unique.
If you go by our fantasy movies, all the women are beautiful.
Right.
I'm kind of
the
same
men are
way
beautiful,
because
the women
right,
are beautiful.
That's true. Both are.
I work
right.
in a world that's very vain, and to
yeah,
me,
do.
Like... beautiful women, it's very skin deep, but once I get to know them, they either get more or less, most mm-hmm. likely less beautiful.
Yeah.
You're rare.
And,
You're rare for a guy that way.
But the more I like somebody, the more beautiful they become, the more
yeah.
I hate somebody, the less attractive they
no,
become.
No, I'm the same way.
Well, that's
sure.
everything with my
but
ex.
But I think it. I have to know things. Women are a little more open to the possibility that a man might get more attractive, whereas I want a beautiful woman to begin with.
You have to be physically attractive.
Yeah.
See,
I don't
that's just it. Like, we can look at a girl and you're on a scale. But the second she opens her mouth, that scale is going to
yes.
change.
I've
not
seen that.
Some guys
don't
like that.
I don't mean to sound superficial with that.
I get it. Because a few years back, a friend of mine, I was joking about this the other day during the Olympics, but a friend of mine invited me to go see one of our mutual friends play beach volleyball. They turned whatever the Buffalo Stadium is into a beach volleyball court.
Folsom.
I'm Folsom. Like,
yeah. Folsom. No, see I'm Buffalo. Not, oh, wait. Tam said Buffalo.
I'm just kidding.
Everybody
you
dreamed.
Did. Yeah. You did.
No, you said
she's
Buffalo.
Only doing it because we've had a lot of Genius Jess I'm moments.
But anyway. And so I go to this, and it was really fun. I got to see Misty May Traynor play. I got to see Carrie Walsh play. Awesome. And there are all these guys around, and they look gorgeous, big, tall, muscular, and then you talk to them, and they're like, I hit the ball. And I'm like, you know, if you had kept your mouth shut, you'd be a lot more attractive.
It's kind of my thing with jocks, no offense, Denver and Brendan, but I like you guys.
Well, it depends on the jock.
I'm flattered that you call either of us jocks.
right? At this point, we
As
are
I,
no longer jocks,
like,
dude.
Jock?
As I've said
it.
Before, probably on a different podcast, but I'll say it now, I used to work in San Diego, and trying to interview Chargers really made me
they've just taken one too many hits in the head.
Jock can be.
Oh, my gosh.
Philip Rivers was one of the dumbest people I've ever listened to.
I've played sports my entire life. And your volleyball story, I grew up Central Coast, California, and played a lot of volleyball, mostly indoor, but also outdoor, and it's just like...
That's your sport, really.
Yeah,
actually,
I just
learned that with Denver, and I love it, because I played volleyball.
Yeah. No, that's by far my favorite thing. If I were going to say I'm good at any sport, I would say I'm good at volleyball, soccer, whatever.
For me, it's
baseball,
badminton,
whatever.
But that's not as much of
badminton.
A brag.
Okay.
I was really good at badminton.
No
shit.
Badminton's
yeah.
just fun.
It's really fun, but it's not really my brag
no,
point.
No, but it's fun.
Dude,
like
there,
it's a lot of fun.
I
love badminton.
Shuttlecock. Yes,
please.
I know.
If you're
going to
pick
hit the birdie.
My top three Olympic sports, you know, to shift things again, it'd be volleyball, ping pong, and badminton.
Oh, ping
really?
Pong.
Dude, watching them pong players
table
is kind of fun. So I would switch pong
proper.
For water polo.
Pong.
So I would, yeah.
Dunk.
I get it, and there's a ton of athletic ability going on in water polo. But it's
as long as they can't
like
touch the ground.
Well,
if they're treading
water, just right there.
It's the point, the file down toenails.
You can't see it, but they do.
Yeah.
Interesting. Underwater
it is
punch.
Violent underwater.
I was watching the other day, and there was like full-on titty grabs.
Well, it's funny because my niece played it.
The nipple twisters.
Uh-huh.
And she was competitive.
And you could tell that chick went in and was like, I am fucking grabbing your boob.
She was a really good scorer. And she was like, you. Yeah.
That's why they put
Olympics,
it not in the same pool that they do the synchronized swimming
yeah,
in.
Exactly.
Nobody wants those views.
Or that Yellowstone,
the wedges?
The Yellowstone pool where the kids drowned at the bottom.
It's almost the same thing.
That's morning glory. He didn't drown, by the way.
We've gone full circle now. Yay.
That was straight up burning from the
burning
acid.
To death from the acid. Yeah, that's happened a few times.
It is. At least it's quick, though.
You know what's funny? Last time I went to Yellowstone... I came back and one of my friends texted me, was that you making all the trouble at Yellowstone? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I looked it up, some guy named Matt. Not with my last name. He crossed one of the boundaries and he broke some rules and he got arrested.
He didn't jump in.
There are people that don't take it seriously.
Yeah, there are people that jump in and die
and
dissolve to death. Yeah, they dissolve into pieces.
Not even 5 minutes.
But this guy just got arrested and my friend, the first thing I feel when I or see when I get back is a text saying, was that you fucking around at Yellowstone? Like, no.
It's like Niagara Falls. Like, they have to feel like they can go through the falls. They don't make it.
The good thing about Yellowstone is they let you get pretty close. You don't have to cross the boundaries. You're really close to the attractions. You're really close to the...
Just don't step off the boardwalk.
Just follow the rules.
Yeah,
because
absolutely. Yeah.
They let you closer than you need to be.
Right.
I don't feel bad for you.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, I do not feel bad for that other Matt or the guy who dissolved
Matt.
To death in the acid pool.
My mom has flat out stopped people from, like, they'll go to step off the boardwalk to get closer and she'll just grab them.
Why don't they write fairy tales about being fucking idiots?
They have, but nobody pays attention to them anymore because we all label them as fairy tales and old stories that we don't need to listen to.
You know, Disney back in the 60s or whatever, when they started.
Racist
the
as
mouse.
Fuck.
They are racist.
Do
yeah.
Dark stories, and now it's just all
feel good.
Princess wins.
Well,
they're
not all
no,
feel good.
No,
someone
yeah.
will always die. You gotta cry.
You gotta understand. Yeah, there.
Yeah.
At some point,
I didn't see Mulan. So
masquerades
I don't know.
As a
but
man.
It's the bad guy who dies in Mulan.
Nobody good dies.
No one good?
Same with Aladdin.
Really?
The only one who dies in Aladdin is effectively Jafar.
But he doesn't even die. He just gets turned
He comes
into
back
a genie
in a VHS-only release.
But typically, you go by Bambi. I mean, if you go by, like,
well, wait a
dies.
Minute. Just if you wait long enough, he'll come back in a TV series.
Yeah, the
phenomenal cosmic power. Yeah.
The return of a Jafar is something I couldn't be bothered to
Fox
watch.
Fox and the Hound.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
that's a tearjerker.
No.
But also,
yep, that's one of my favorites.
Anthropomorphizing
actually.
Animals was the least racist thing they ever did at
but
Disney.
But nobody dies in Fox and the Hound either.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
the Hunter kills the fox.
Nope,
the mom.
Doesn't
the
mom?
No, no.
Bambi,
nope.
Man.
No, Bambi. Well, Bambi's mom dies,
Bambi's
but
mom
Fox
dies.
And the Hound. That's
nobody
how they
dies.
Really?
She releases
She's
the fox
adamant
into.
About this shit, right?
I've watched it so many times.
I haven't seen it since a kid, so I believe
but
you.
But how did they?
She releases.
Where's the parent?
She releases. So they don't ever explain the parents.
But
they just say that he came in as a kid. But they turn him loose into a wilderness protected area.
But the
so
dog has
couldn't.
To. The
when
dog
did they
turns
change
on
that
the
story? The hound
he does. Yeah, that's true.
Todd and who was the
Cooper.
Dog's name?
Copper.
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 Corey Feldman.
Actually,
I'm a fox. I'm a hound.
Actually, when I was a kid, I had the vinyl.
I'm a fox and I'm Donatello, motherfucker.
That movie's actually really good for kind of the, I guess, the
Which
racism
movie?
Because, like, I'm
so
like the fox. They're trained
Wasn't
to not
Don,
like each other, but
Donatello?
They're best friends.
Right. Defying nature.
Right. So I really like that. But I thought they was one was dead. Like the parents.
Nobody dies. They don't ever explain that. You just assume that he was found for whatever reason.
So there's only a handful of different plot points in Man versus Nature, Man versus Self.
That's one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. I love
these
Fox
are all
and Hound
every
stories.
Movie fits into these things,
right.
And that was Man versus Nature was Fox and the Hound. So they turned
yeah
on,
because of
they
how
they as friends and turned on each other. While the dog
well Copper
on
yeah
and
Copper
they were
Fox.
Right.
Turned
and that's
on Todd.
I love that.
And
movie.
All my life in my memory, I've thought that the dog killed the or someone killed the fox because
Homeward
that's
Bound?
How it goes. I never watched Homeward Bound.
No one, nobody dies in
Homeward
Bound either.
Isn't about that racial, but that one's just
a
tearjerker.
I stopped. I think it was after Turner and Hooch that I stopped watching dog movies because everything.
That one's a heavy one. No one dies.
Hooch dies. What the fuck?
No, no, we're talking about Homeward Bound.
Oh, okay.
Old Yeller though, that one.
I had to watch that. I had to watch Old Yeller.
Fucking Marley and Me.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Old Yeller was.
Yeah,
that's the first time I saw you.
Yeah,
young
yeah.
Americans.
Well, and if you go back,
well, that's
that,
just of Mice and Men. That's you kill your own. That's of Mice
and
Men readapted. Oh.
Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Where
yeah.
the red fern grows.
That
one is
ooh.
The one that killed me. That was like my first introduction
yeah.
to.
They read that to us in
that book,
fourth grade.
The video,
yeah, the teacher read that to us in fourth grade.
My father read that book, and he doesn't read anything.
That one's hard.
He still talks about
he doesn't read anything.
He loves dogs, and it was just like a such a.
Those coon hounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, that's.
And
go ahead.
The kid worked all summer to buy a dog. Got two dogs, and blah blah blah, and it was just.
Yep.
I forget why they died.
Infection.
Something?
Yeah, there was
Didn't
a fight.
And it got
no, there was a fight. He was
and
defending
he
one. Yes, he saved his life.
From a cougar
then,
or something, right?
Yeah.
Or a mountain lion?
And then
yeah.
I can't remember what the other one. But
yeah, that's
yeah.
a
well,
sad story.
Yeah.
As soon as they buried the first one, the other one just laid on its.
Oh, that's
grave
right.
And died.
Yeah,
right,
it died of
talking.
Broken heart.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
No, dog movies
yeah.
like,
done. No more dog.
I will watch any and all John Wayne except for the movie where dog dies.
That's like elephants.
As soon as I find that out, I'm like, I'm not watching
yeah.
this one.
Elephants mourn like people do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like.
Right. Let's lift it
yeah.
up on our way out of
well,
this.
Well, my dad.
Podcast.
I
well,
grew
Shelby
up with,
panicked when
yeah.
I came home without Maverick.
I used to have to hold
yeah,
animals put to sleep.
Yeah, okay, let's,
anyway,
again.
Fairy tales.
Fairy tales have been dark, and we've tried to, like,
yes.
avoid the darkness
yes.
bit of the entire thing. So as we went dark on pet movies.
I know. I would rather, this is horrible, because I would watch a movie and, like, get that motherfucker, kill him.
Yeah.
And then, like, why'd you have to kill the dog? I'm
right?
crying now. Or horses. I
yeah.
hate
oh,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
When horses
oh,
even
yeah.
tumble or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
there's certain Game of
like,
Thrones
what
moments
fuck?
Where we're
like why
oh.
Right.
When you
and
watch
I know it's animated,
always
and they're, like,
fun.
Make it
yeah.
look real, but it looks so real.
But when
like,
you watch
what?
I just watched parts of Stagecoach, which is from the 30s or 40s, and there are horses that fall down. And
yeah,
like,
can't watch that.
I know they're trained to fall down, but that was a really hard fall.
No, it's hard
to
watch.
They jump up and they run off on camera, but it's like, but that still was a really hard fall. Like,
I have a hard time.
When you're a horse, there's only so many ways you can fall and not get hurt.
You're right.
Let's talk
about
John Wick. This guy.
Oh my God!
The puppy?
No.
And actually, I'm good. I'm like,
you kill everyone,
John. That's why I love that movie. You could kill them all.
That's awesome. That's a happy ending for me.
Because it was a little puppy.
Meanwhile, I Am Legend.
And it was his wife gave him the puppy, so it's like a double whammy. You have a puppy, and your dying wife gave you the puppy, so you're like, fuck them all.
But then he keeps giving it away to somebody else to watch for a couple days. Which, as a dog owner, you have to do. You have to trust somebody to watch your dog for two or
kill
three
him.
Days. But yeah, if anybody's
like, you watch my dog, I'm going to go kill them.
Yes.
I'm good with it.
All right.
Let's end that on a positive
Yeah.
note.
Fucking people die. It keeps landing on me, and I'm not ready for that. Like, I mean, I guess I could be.
So I'm saying I get the least amount of bottle spins.
That's funny.
As the owner of the phone.
Oh,
slightly
funny.
Hey,
Wall,
what do you want for your subject?
It's pointing at my water
bottle.
Right.
That's like 50-50. Oh, it keep. Well, Tam, that could be on Tam.
Are we ready to spin, or is Jess just fucking around?
No. Well,
two topics. If
I got
you want me
I
to
think
choose.
We're ready because we're almost an hour and a half into this fucking.
All right, Jess, spin the bottle. For real this time.
For real, real.
Stop
here we go.
Around.
Here we go. Here we go.
Stop it, Jess.
Oh,
you
crap.
Bitch.
Crap. If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Right? If you get one mulligan spin. So if you're not ready, you can spin again.
Oh, that's a new rule.
I mean,
I'm making it up as I go. You know?
If we are.
Brendan wants it to land on him.
No, actually, I was more thinking the other guys. if you're not ready, then Tam's got two, which
Three.
Is weird that
yeah,
she's
let's go
like.
Ahead
two.
One. Go for it.
Jess is faulted.
Tammy!
Is that Tammy? That's right on the
that's
line.
That's right
a
in
wall.
The middle, yeah.
It's a stupid spin
thing.
Again.
Brendan.
It's Brendan.
I would still delegate that.
Oh, brother.
Because I picked the last
two. One. Brendan sucks.
Matt.
All right. There we go.
Okay.
Since we ended on John Wick, we may as well talk about Keanu Reeves, the
Ooh.
Nicest guy in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So the next
and
one will be all about
hardship.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu
and I think
Reeves.
People realize
I like that, dude.
We've teased it a few times.
Yes.
But it's
yes.
time
He's
to
like
talk about Keanu
Kevin
Reeves.
Bacon, you know,
little
degree,
a little bit.
Except
bit.
he never invisibly raped anyone.
Okay.
Yet
he seems like a true sincere.
I don't think he put that in any of his movies.
Yeah.
You never
I
hear
love
any bad stories
that.
About him.
Exactly.
Well, he almost got fired off the first
Well,
Matrix,
he's lost a child. He's lost a wife. He's had hardship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which may be what makes John Wick John Wick.
Like,
and
huge
seems,
part
he gives more than he gets.
All of his salaries.
Even though
yeah,
he's
part of his salaries for
donations and elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
He probably
well
makes
off.
More
he
money, but
that.
He'd rather give it than get it.
Right, and there aren't any others out there. Like you said, the good guy in Hollywood.
Yep.
And
so
just as a
he's
kid, he
few.
Was...
There aren't
and
any
as, ma- and
not,
as a
not many men
up,
that I'd rather give than get.
As a kid growing up, he was just the coolest guy in Hollywood. Now he's the nicest guy in Hollywood. And I love when people can go from cool to nice.
Well,
right?
Thanks,
was
Tam, for
cool?
laughing.
He was to me.
Asian, half...
He was to me.
I never saw it that way. I mean, Bill and Ted was pretty cool, man. Like, I mean...
And then Point Break.
Point Break.
Point Break was one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
And Sandra Bullock and
Hold
him.
On. We can't
oh
we can't
God,
do all
they
this.
Make
we
such
gotta,
a good.
Yeah,
Keanu,
yeah, yeah. We gotta.
He's a good one.
Burr, pump the brakes.
You
Next
can't
one?
Say anything bad about Keanu.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
All right.
One beer in and you're still monastic. One beer more and you feel fantastic. Three beers in, now you sound bombastic. One more and we're rowdy.
Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. We'll get this in the morning.
One beer in and you're in your shyness. Two beers in and you break your silence. Three beers in and you're prone to violence. While we're getting surly.
Yeah!
Best one yet.